Hi, this is Alex, and today is Sunday, December 2nd, 2018. And today I have Tyann Gonzalez, an APU senior, Kinesis major, with me today. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Can I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Let's get started with the interview. What's your expected graduation date?
My expected graduation date is going to be winter 2018 on December 15th.
Why did you choose AES?
I decided to choose this because of my past experiences and my overall fascination of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. As a high school student, I was very active and dedicated to playing sports. I played volleyball as well as soccer. From past experiences, I remember during my senior year, my varsity volleyball team made it to CIF, and during the game, I had rolled my ankle pretty bad. The pain got worse the day after, so I had gone to the doctor, and it turned out that I sprained my ankle. As this being one injury from many that I have experienced in the past, I would love to be a physical therapist so that I would be able to help those who are lacking in the ability of movement after an injury. With this, being a physical therapist will allow me to help those who need to recover from something that they are not capable of doing on their own.
Do you have any certifications?
Yes, I am actually certified in CPR. I took the course at Mount SAC last semester. I've always wanted to do it, but I finally was able to do it this time around because my schedule wasn't as busy.
It's pretty interesting. What's your next step in your education?
I plan to take a year off from school after I get my bachelor's degree, and then possibly go back to APU to earn my master's and apply to the physical therapy DDP program.
What's your career goal?
My overall career goal is to be financially stable and enjoying going to work every day instead of dreading it. All that is going to pay off in the end.
Do you have any general advice for college freshmen?
For incoming freshmen, I would just say to manage your time accordingly and wisely because college is not the same as high school. You work on your own time. And as for incoming transfers, I would say to pay attention to certain things that need to be turned in and certain deadlines, and to not worry about adjusting whether you're coming from a community college or another university or a Cal State as well.
What about a transfer student?
Yeah, I would just say not worry about adjusting, like coming from like a community college and then coming into a university.
Okay. Do you have any advice for just being in kinesiology, like majoring?
I would say to study consistently, and having a relationship with your professor always helps. They're there to help you and give you feedback, so don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay. If you didn't major in kinesiology, what major would you be?
I probably would have majored in psychology.
Oh, interesting. Why did you choose kinesiology over psych?
Honestly, probably just because of past experiences of mine. I probably would have loved to minor in psychology, but it just never came around.
Why did you pick APU?
I chose APU because I love what they embody and the four cornerstones of Christ, scholarship, community, and service. I have become closer with God as well on my educational journey and wouldn't have wanted to attend any other college except for APU.
Did you have any choices except APU?
Probably Laverne. It's pretty close to my house, as APU is. I really wanted to go to a university and not a Cal State, but before I had also applied to Laverne, and at Cal State as well, just for the heck of it. I applied to Cal Poly.
Cal Poly? Did you apply to any other Christian schools?
No, APU was just the main one that I really wanted to apply to.
Do you like mind going to three chapels a week?
No, I don't mind it. I find them really fun. I feel like you're able to learn more every day. And with other people around you, it helps as well because you guys get to learn from each other.
Would you say three chapels a week is a little too much, or do you think?
I don't think so. I feel like when you go there, you get this certain feeling and you just want to keep learning.
How about like the absences? Because we only get 10 a semester.
No, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, okay. Do you have like any jobs, previous jobs you worked at, like during school?
I worked retail during my whole 4 years in college.
What place?
It was just a little boutique in Rancho.
Oh, nice. Do you have any internships?
As of right now, I do not, but I plan to eventually apply to some soon.
Since you played volleyball in high school and soccer, did you try to walk on to APU and play?
No, I didn't.
That's just pretty much focused on like schoolwork and
schoolwork. Focus on that's grade. Like my main priority.
Are you in any clubs?
No, not on this campus, but I remember in high school I was in a whole bunch of clubs. There was this one club called Amped. And it just prepared us for college, and it helped us plan for the application process, and we went on, like, college tours. It was really fun.
What is AMP?
It just allows us to be able to be around, like, mentors and, like, other, like, teachers that are on campus. They basically just guide you in the right direction for, prepping you for like college. And, we went on like field trips to like certain campuses. We did campus tours. It was really fun. We went to different like campuses such as like USC, UCLA, UC Davis. It was a good time.
Is like there anything like you'd give at all, like any advice to like college people that are struggling?
I would just tell them to keep pushing. I mean, all that you could do is just try your best at the end of the day. If you need extra help, I would say to seek it and not just sit out and not do anything about it, because when you do get that extra help, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna improve and do better.
What's your favorite class so far in college?
My favorite class, besides classes towards my major, I really enjoyed my general education classes. I had a lot of good professors, which helped. They were really helpful and they were able to give me good feedback on my work.
Would you say your freshman year was like you struggled a lot?
Coming from high school, my first year, kind of, because it was a different environment and just a lot of things about college is different than high school. But I would say overall, I still managed to get good grades and do well.
That's good. Well, that's all the questions I have for today, pretty much. I appreciate you coming out here today and doing all this.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
That's the end of my interview.